This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 and a half minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to wrap up this lesson here today, this sermon, and it's been playing all week. And if you've missed any part of this, this is the lukewarm church of Laodicea. Many people believe, many theologians believe, that these seven churches represent the entire church age, back from Ephesus, shortly after, this is shortly after the death of the apostles, to Laodicea, the end of the age, the lukewarm church. That's what we're looking at here today, a church. Now, to be lukewarm is to be the same temperature as your surroundings. The Thompson Chain Reference Bible calls this condition half-heartedness. We looked at some of this yesterday, and here today, how can you tell? One of the best understanding I've received of this is just lately. I just saw on the news where some schools were forcing children to write, "There's no God but Allah," and you allowing that to happen. For you to allow your child to write out at school, "There's no God but Allah," but then raise your hand and call yourself a Christian, and that you're just trying to go along. You don't want to create a scene. You're just going to let your child write, "There's no God but Allah," and you don't give a rip, but you call yourself a Christian. This is someone that's lukewarm. This is what this means. It means to call yourself Christian and then to just not give a rip about anything. It's like shaking hands with a dead fish. You just don't care. You have no zeal. You make no effort. Remember the prayers you used to say, maybe around the kitchen table? This was mine growing up. Remember, "God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for His food. Amen." I mean, that's, lukewarm. I mean, all of us can fall prey to that sometimes, going through the motions. But my point is, when this describes you going through the motions in your Christian life, not having any fire or any zeal, not standing up for anything, and calling yourselves Christian, is the spiritual condition. The Lord says, "You just make me sick. I could wish that you were hot or cold, but since you were lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth." That's what He says. Now, there's hope for this person. There's hope for you if you're in this position. It's very simple. It's all in one sentence, in one verse. This is what we're going to look at here today. We're going to start off right off the bat here with the solution if you find yourself in a lukewarm spiritual condition. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. Lots of information on there. At my website, there's a link you can click on, and there's over 5 years worth of podcasts you can download, listen to. Now, here is today's message, the last part in this message, the lukewarm church. So what's the remedy if you find you've fallen victim to this spiritual condition? Well, He tells us, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent."
The Greek word zeleo means exactly what it sounds like. Be filled with zeal. Do what you do with a little gusto. What do you say, church? Amen to that? Do what you do with a little gusto. Don't go through the motions anymore. Be zealous. You know what I mean? Don't say, oh, well, here's your marriage license. Here's your marriage license, but I believe in Jesus. You see, this is the perfect definition of this. To have one foot in the world and one foot in your kingdom. Have a little zeal. Do what this woman did. Oh, well, here's your marriage license. Oh, well, the school board is instructing my child to write, there is no other God but Allah. Did you hear that? Don't go along with that. Don't, oh, well, the school knows best. My child can write, there's no other God but Allah. But I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. No. That's the condition that just makes him sick. Don't even call yourself a Christian. You're going to allow your child to write, there's no other God but Allah? To go along with the number three. Oh, well, I'm going to let my daughter have an abortion in school, and they're not going to tell me about it. Oh, well, but I'm a Christian. Regarding those two, that's not the answer. The answer is to run these turkeys out of town. Don't just go along with it. It's high time to cast Satan out of the school system and out of the NEA, the Educational Association, where Satan's throne is today. Cast him out. Don't go. And if you think, well, you know, I'm just going to take my child and I'm going to put him in private school. That'll fix. That doesn't fix anything. Taking your child out and putting him in private school, how does that fix the problem? You're just putting the problem off on somebody else when you do that. That doesn't fix it. Get Satan. Let's cast down and destroy where Satan's throne is. Maybe we got to kick the legs out from under this. Have some zeal, some gusto with what you do. A lukewarm Christian says they're a Christian, but they don't do anything with all the evils that they see here in the world today. Or number four. Oh, well, I guess these two men can get married in my church. Oh, well. But I'm a Christian. No, you're not. Stand up. Be counted. Don't let these abominations take place in the house of God. You see a guy on his knee proposing to another man, and the pastor is clapping and cheering, and the choir is up in joy? No, that's not right. Don't call yourself a Christian. You know, we say, oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well, enough is enough. Be zealous. My instruction to you is be zealous. Get up, stand up, stand up for righteousness. That's what he means by be zealous. The second thing he says, repent. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Metanoia, change your mind. Do an about face. Leave your sins behind. Start going in the other direction. Don't be complacent to this sin that we're seeing here in this country. Elect and put godly people in office. Don't just say, oh, well, and I'm a Christian. Do what you can about it. Repent. All right, we usually leave here. Let's finish the rest of this text here. Verse 20. In the past, I've stopped here because the Lord's given us. We've seen the problem. Let the Holy Spirit convict us when we miss the mark. He gives us the solution, how to fix us. What to do if we find ourselves in this spiritual condition? Repent. Let me change the order of things. Repent and then walk out the door and be zealous. Now he says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Now keep in mind, he's talking to the church here. Notice that with this church, that Jesus is on the outside wanting to get in. Apparently the glory has already left the building. These other churches, remember, he says he holds the seven stars. Remember we looked at that? He holds the seven stars in his hands. He walks in and he walks among the seven candlesticks or lampstands. Here, he's outside knocking on the door, wanting to get in. I stand at the door and knock. He doesn't force himself in. Here's the promise. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. Again, he's on the outside of this church and wants to come in. Won't you let him in? Won't you open the door? How did you kick God out of your church? Sin. Sin inside the camp is what kicked God out of the church. When you let and allow sin inside these doors, then God, the perfect gentleman that he is, will get up and leave. You can read that too in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 18, where because of sin, it says the glory of the Lord left the temple. Sin inside the camp. And it's up to you to choose this day who and what you want to dwell with you here in this church. God or worldly sin? Verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant. This is the last promise to the last church, his last words. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. This is my favorite promise of all of them. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father on his throne. He that has ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.